The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Nayland Smith's promise to rescue her brother from Dr. Fu Manchu, Karame discloses to him the temporary hiding place of Dr. Fu, a houseboat on the Thames River. Alone and at night, Smith and Dr. Petrie trap the Orientals. They are in turn threatened by the knives of Fu Manchu's dacoits. Escaping from the houseboat, they are closely followed by Dr. Fu's killers to a deserted hut. As Smith closes the door in the face of the pursuing dacoits, crashing pistol shots shatter the silence of the dark room.
Down, Petrie. One of those devilish dacoits is in this room.
No. Those shots aren't meant for us. He's shooting through the window. He's shooting at the dacoits.
Great Scott. Who?
Dr. Petrie.
Kaname.
Good Lord.
What are you doing here?
I followed you. You knew I would, didn't you? But I was forced to hide because of another who was also following you when I saw you heading toward the hut.
We thought you were one of Fu's dacoits, Kaname.
But the danger to you, Kaname. You shouldn't be here.
This is your pistol, Dr. Petrie. I found it in your house.
Oh, thanks.
They will return. You must go.
But you...
You have failed. I must go back to him. There is no other way. Please, hurry.
She's right, Petrie. Come along.
Come with us, Kaname.
No, no, I cannot. You must hurry.
Great Scott, look there. Two of them in the path. Dead.
Yes, yes, but hurry.
Where can we reach you?
Leave that to me. Now go. I shall be suspected.
That's right. Come on, Petrie.
Good night, Kaname.
Goodbye, Dr. Petrie.
Nothing, Petrie. Absolutely nothing for the past week. I've covered every dive and den in London since the police found that houseboat deserted, and as usual, I'm facing a blank wall.
Well, perhaps he's left London, even England.
Oh, not Fu Manchu. He came here for a purpose. Until he's accomplished that purpose, he'll not leave. No, Petrie, he's in London. Under our very noses, probably, but where?
You must have some idea what you're after, Nayland. Else why are we disguised as Muslims? Where are we going?
I'm trying one last place that I've been to several times before. A combined Sara'i and meeting place for Orientals. I don't know why I keep going there. Sort of hunch, I suppose. It's just around the corner here from Leicester Square.
Good. I feel a bit fidgety in this outfit.
Well, here's the place. Now, whatever you see or hear, show no surprise. Remember, you're an Oriental.
Right, old chap. Lead on.
You want here?
Niharak Said, Yusuf.
Ah, Niharak Said and Barak Smith City. I did not recognize you. Enter and welcome. The house of Yusuf is honored by your presence, City.
You have many guests tonight, Yusuf?
Allah smiles upon my house this night, City. Yes, there are many guests you wish to see?
Yes, but without being seen. Take us to the small room with the panel.
The room is vacant, City. This way, please. The city has further orders?
None, Yusuf. You may leave us now.
Honor, I see.
You seem to know the old fellow pretty well, Nayland.
Yes, through his son. I helped the young rascal out of a mess in Alexandria.
Oh.
I've been here several times hoping to run across one of Fu Manchu's men. So far, I've always drawn blank.
And you spoke of a panel.
Yes, here. It'll give us a fair view of the main room, and we'll remain unseen. I'll open it.
Huh. Quite a gathering.
Hmm.
Bit of the Orient in the midst of London, eh? Did you expect to find one of Fu's men here?
Being a recognized meeting place for Orientals, I'm certain that some of the Fu Manchu group use it at times.
Those two Chinese up against the far wall.
Yes?
Do you recognize them?
No, I... Oh, a new arrival. Look,
by Jove. A woman, fashionably dressed and certainly out of place here.
Crossing the room in this direction. Great Scott. Huh? Don't you recognize her? Even hidden by that thick veil?
Academy. Good heavens, what's she doing here? It's amazing the way she gets about.
At last we have something to go on.
Who's she speaking to? I can't see her.
Oh, neither can I. She's too far to the side and... Oh, she's going back, leaving. The man she spoke to. We've got to see him. We must get that chap. Come on, close the panel. Hurry. Come on, we're going into that main room.
Leaving?
The woman who just left. Whom did she speak to, Yusef?
A stranger, Yasin. He has never been here before.
We must see him, Yusef. Speak to him.
But he has already gone by the rear door.
Oh, blast it. Come on, Petrie. Around the alley.
All right.
Hurry. Down this alley. Oh, if we've missed the fella. Here. The back entrance.
Huh? Not a soul in sight. We couldn't have been 5 seconds behind him.
Where the deuce could he have gotten to? He must have sprouted wings.
Well, couldn't he have gone with Karami?
She'd have had to wait for him to come out of the alley, and we'd have met him. Oh, I'd give £100 to have that fellow.
Well, we can't stop here. Let's get back to the street.
Yes, by the gods. Clues in this war with Fu Manchu are few enough, and through a tiny error of judgment in time, we bungle. Oh, well, come along. We might as well consider ourselves beaten and go home. The mere thought that our waiting at that panel a moment too long may have given Fu Manchu a victory is appalling.
Yes, it is, Nayland.
Although he is only the tool of the Black Poppy Society, but a tool that menaces the civilized world.
Shall we walk? Baker Street isn't far.
Yes. Oh, what dark scheme have we had a glimpse into? What state secret's about to be stolen? Or what servant of the crown is to be kidnapped or murdered?
Well, on this occasion, Nayland, Karame may not have been acting as his emissary. It may be
that she... Bosh, of course she was. The person she spoke to received urgent instructions. His hasty departure proves that. And curse it, I never even had a glimpse of him.
Look out, men! For heaven's sake, watch where you're going. That car almost hit you.
That car, a Mercedes. Did you see who was in it?
How could I? I was hauling you out of the way. Nayland, you're in London, not in Burma.
Karame in that car. She threw something out of it as it passed, a folded paper. Wait a moment. Yes. Here it is. Look here.
Karame in that car? That's impossible, Nayland. She must have passed this spot long ago.
Ah, what the devil can she mean?
Well, if it isn't a secret,
listen,
you might...
Listen, Anderman second, white-haired Stuart. What does that mean, Petrie?
Hmm?
Great Scott, she saw through our disguises, recognized us. She's given us a clue. I say, cabby! Baker Street, number 15.
Righto, sir.
Well, Nayland, what the deuce does it all mean?
Anderman second, white-haired Stuart. Oh, hang it all, Petrie. It could mean anything.
Well, it's beyond me. Ever since we reached home last night, Anderman second has been dancing through my brain like a mocking phantom.
I can think of no one of any consequence in London at the moment that Fu Manchu would make an attempt upon.
Excepting ourselves.
I said no one of any consequence, old chap.
But you're right.
I'll get it. Hello? This is he speaking. Yes, Weymouth. Who? Frank West. Oh, yes. Yes, we'll be right over. And there you are, Petrie. I knew as well as if I'd seen it with my own eyes that something was brewing last night, and within a stone's throw of us, three doors up the street, someone has gotten at Frank West.
Frank Norris West, the American aviator and inventor?
Of the aero-torpedo, yes. He's been offering it to the British War Office, and they've delayed too long.
Delayed too long? What do you mean?
I mean the potentialities of that torpedo have attracted the attention of our good friend, Dr. Fu Manchu. Come on, Petrie. We'd better get up there as quickly as possible.
Well, Nayland, from all the symptoms, he's been heavily drugged. I can't say what drug was used.
It's most extraordinary. He rang up the yard an hour ago and said his chambers had been entered by Orientals. When we got here, his front door was bolted, and his windows are three floors up. Nothing seems to have been disturbed.
The plans of the aero-torpedo.
In the safe there, I suppose. It's locked. He must have taken an overdose of something and had illusions. However, I thought it best to call you.
Lay him on the bed. He's all right, Petrie?
Oh, I think he can be safely left to sleep it off, yes?
Oh, this safe. That's locked. Well, thank heaven for that. And the window.
You see? Too far from the court below to be reached by ladder and too far down from the roof. There are two floors above this.
Yes, too far. You've seen these on the windowsill?
What? Tracks, Nalen, eh? Some sort of a bird, isn't it?
I've never seen bird tracks like these, Petrie.
No, neither have I.
The whole thing must be an illusion.
Are these tracks an illusion, Weymouth? Petrie, somehow you must arouse West at once.
Well, if I knew what drug he'd taken. However, I'll try. My case there, Weymouth. Yeah. Oh, thank you. You get me a glass of water, Nalen?
Right.
He was a hypodermic. Possibly he took a sleeping draught.
Here's the water, Petrie.
Oh, thanks, yes. I hope this does the trick.
And in a second. I wonder if we'll find the key to the riddle here.
By Jove, he's coming around.
The yellow face! Help!
Now, now, it's all right, old man. I'm a doctor. Now, you've been ill.
The police! Have they come? The safe!
The safe is locked, Mr. West. The police are here.
No, no. The safe. I must see. Help me.
Right. Give me a hand with him, Weymouth.
Right.
Who else knows the combination to that safe, Mr. West?
No one. No one but me.
You are certain of that? Quite certain?
Yes, yes, no one. Here. In this drawer. My plans. The plans are gone.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.